This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Zilberstein, Leilu Nishmas, David Gershon Ben Israel, Zichron Lebroch. Yud Zayin Cheshvin, 18th of November, Rabbi Yonis and Hud, use Akedah Yishmol question mark.
Group of ISIS jihadists. Good phone. That's not their sponsor, by the way. A group of ISIS jihadists go to a shul and they take three captives. The chazan, the rov, and the president of the shul. And they grab them and take them away to some dungeon somewhere. And they say, the gunmen say to them, you've got one last wish, one last request before we kill you. What's it going to be? So the chazan says, there's this beautiful piece of chazonus that I sing in the Sanitoke from Rosh Hashanah. It's about an hour long. It's got some beautiful parts to it. It's a moving, passionate piece of music based on the Beethoven style. I'd like to sing this before I die. That's my request. It's okay. So the rabbi was then asked, what do you want to do before you die? He says, I've got this drosha that I was saving for Ne'ila. It's the most impassioned drosha. It quotes the Talmud and all the liturgy and all of the five books of Moses. It lasts about 90 minutes. It should be a cracker. It's very good. Should be great. And so the president is now asked, what's your final request before you die? He goes, please, hurry up and just kill me. Anyway, thank you. Split the room there. You got it? Well, we'll do Chazoras, our jokes. The Rambam writes in Egeras Teiman, in his response to the Yemenite community complaining about the Muslims converting lots of Jews by the hundred in Yemen at the time, and asked the Rambam, what do we do? They're claiming all sorts of things that are taking our faithful away from us. What are we going to do? And one of the things the Ishmaelim were claiming at that time was that it wasn't Akedas Yitzchok. It was actually Akedas Yishmael. The Yishmael was the Binchas Yechidcho Asher Avdo. And it wasn't Yitzchok. And the Rambam was charged with the task of giving the Yemenite Jews the argumentation and the rational, logical proofs to disprove the challenges from that Muslim community. And the Rambam, in his Danish cartoonist style, first of all, talks about their prophet as a Meshuggah. Not my words, get the right man. Moses ben Maimon. And then he says, there is no possible way that it could have ever have said, Akedas Yishmael. Why? They said that the Jews had altered the text of the Torah. That we changed it from Akedas Yishmael to Akedas Yitzchok for our own purposes. But the truth of the matter is that this is an impossible argument. Why? Because 500 years before the birth of Muhammad, there was such a thing called the Septuagint. We all know that the non-Jews asked us to translate the Torah into many languages. And indeed, it so came to pass. It was translated into Syriac, Greek, Persian, Latin, and in not one Sefer Torah of the translated ones did it ever say that it was Yishmael. It was Yitzchok, Yitzchok, Yitzchok. What does that prove? That the Jews changed it from Yishmael to Yitzchok because they had such prescience and such nevuah that 500 years later there would be a religion that would claim that Yishmael was the chosen one, and we better change it now 500 years in advance for them to not have their claim. So this is refuted beyond belief. The other proof was that there, every Sefer Torah throughout the history of the world, there's been not one discrepancy with regarding whether it was Akedas Yishmael or Akedas Yitzchok. No two Torahs contradicted each other. Even the vocalization of the words, there was no discrepancies. So therefore, to say that there was an alteration, and it would have troubled the whole world, in every single Sefer Torah we ever had, Exhibit A, wherever whatever it is very far-fetched. So there never was Akedas Yishmael, according to the Rambam, and according to us. But why, friends, brothers, comrades, did they claim the Akedah Dafka? There are many biblical episodes that the Ishmaelim could have said they were the stars of. Maybe Ishmael lifted the rock above the well. Maybe it was Ishmael who went to war with Esau. There are many different episodes in the Torah that they could have said, it was our business, not you. Why do the Ishmaelim want to claim Dafka, the Akedah, as theirs? Okay, so let's see. By the way, there's a lovely thought I wanted to share with you, but I can't usually say it. Because I'd usually say it, people look at me and go, But hopefully you won't. The Beis HaLevi was once in his house, and he was visited by a bunch of Talmidei Chachamim. And they went into his house, and they started complaining about his son. Who is his son? The Beis HaLevi's son. Chaim Brisker. Chaim Soloveitchik. Soloveitchik was about 7 years old at the time. He was Chaimka, before he became Reb Chaim Brisker. He was 7 years old, and the Talmidim told the Beis HaLevi, your son's not doing very nice things. He's having a fight with all the boys outside in the yard. When we came to visit you, he was having a fight. You've got to tell him off. So the story goes that the Beis HaLevi called Reb Chaim in, and he said, just this question, Chatzi Horishoim or Chatzi Hasheni? Was it the first half or the second half? And Reb Chaim answered, Chatzi Hasheni. And the Talmidim were bemused, they were befuddled. They didn't know what the meaning of this exchange was. And only afterwards the Beis HaLevi explained. There's a posset in Bereishis, which we have learned recently, talking about Yishmael. It says, Yodoi Bakoil V'yad Kol Boy. The Beis HaLevi was asking, was it a case of Yodoi Bakoil? Was Reb Chaim starting the fights in the playground with all the other boys? Or was it a case of Yad Kol Boy? Was everyone starting up with him? And so Reb Chaim answered, it was Chatzi Hasheni, the second half of the posuk. Yad Kol Boy. Everyone picked on him, and therefore the Beis HaLevi forgave his son. They spoke in Torah code. A generation that is now sadly lost. I just find that an interesting episode. But it's a complete digression or transgression, depending on your point of view. Thank you. I've got one fact. A few more? Anyway, the question is it the Akedah or the Al-Qaedah? Or Al-Qaeda, depending on whether you're Litvish or Hasidish. Like bagel, bygel. Okay, I say let bygones be bygones. Okay. Vahi achar hadvorim ha'ela v'elikim niso es Avraham. Famous question of the Baalei Tosfos. Many people ask this question. This nisoyim of the Akedah is said that it was Avraham's nisoyim. Niso es Avraham. What do you mean? In Yitzhak it wasn't a challenge? He wasn't a baby, he was 37 years old. He's 2 years older than me. If my dad said to me, come up to Reading High Street, we're going to get the knife out on you, I'd probably have something to say about the matter. I might say, I'm washing my hair, or something like that. Yitzchok had free will to say no. And he has to go to Har HaMoriah and get shechtiv, and it's not his nesoyim? At least should be both of them. Let's share them. Let's be communistic. Let's share. Everything should be equal and the same. It's both of their nisyonos. It's not just Avram's nisyon. It's Yitzchak's as well. Let's hold that question in your minds, friends. Let's shelve it, park it, keep it there. We're going to move on to another question. Vayomer Elav Avram v'yamer hineini. Vayomer kachno es bincha es yichivcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. The verbosity. The verbosity, Belaz, of this posset. I want you to take your son, your only one that you loved, Yitzchak. Unbelievable. Can't believe it. How odd of God to be verbose. Unbelievable. Why is it that it had to, couldn't just say, take Yitzchak? There are many answers to this question, but I want to use this to try and answer why they claimed it was Akedas Yishmael or Al-Kedas Yishmael. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, Vayach Avosh Yitzchamayroi, Vayikach Eshnei Na'orav Itoi, Ve'es Yitzchak Benoi. When they went up to the Akedah, am I allowed to move around?
Yes,
I just need to get exercise. I can't. When they went up to Har Moriah to do the mitzvah of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu has two other Na'orim with him, says the Pasuk. Shnei Na'orim Itoi. What does Rashi say? Who are these Na'orim? Yishmael for Eliezer. Okay, this is where it gets difficult. The Baal HaTos has asked this question. Yishmael was kicked out of the house 24 years previous to this when Sarah gave advice to her husband, get this kid out, he's no good. 24 years before. We never find any episode or report that he came back and made peace with his family. He was sent to Midbar Poron. Yishmael was gone. And suddenly he's turning up at the Akedah.
He came to visit.
So he came to visit. The Baal HaTosa's answer. An amazing thing. I mean, we know that Yishmael was, why was he chucked out of the house? Because he was Metzachek. I don't want you to remember that word. He was Metzachek, which meant Avoda Zorah, Giru Arias, Shvichas Domim. He's kicked out of the house by Sarah and Avram, and he's banished. And suddenly he's here. The Baal HaTos has answered like this. Yishmael came home after 24 years in Saudi Arabia, or wherever he was. Maybe in Dubai, that's where my brother lives. Oh. The good thing is, they don't know he's Jewish. Problem, the bigger problem is he doesn't either. Anyway. So, Yishmael turns up after 24 years. The Baal HaTos answer. This mitzvah of the Akedah when Hashem came to Avram happened on the day of the return of Yishmael. Dafka, on the day he comes back after 24 years, that's when Hashem comes to Avram and says this. So, what timing? What precision? So, Avram was forgiven for thinking when Hashem said, Es bincho, es yechidcho, asher ahavto, was Yishmael. Because this is the day he comes home, on his homecoming day, suddenly Hashem comes to him and says, take your son. By the way, this teaches us parenthetically that you shouldn't rely on different things to come up with Hashgacha Pratis stuff all the time. For example, someone can walk, a Jew told me they walked past McDonald's and the electric doors open, the automatic doors. So you see, it was a siman min hashamayim that you should go in there, get a cup of coffee. Not everything is Hashgacha Pratis the way you think it is. So Hashem told Avram, don't think the son I'm referring to is Yishmael. The son I'm referring to is Es Yitzchok. Why does Hashem have to point this out right now? That I want you to take, I want to bring back Yishmael into your house and Dafka choose Yitzchok, we're going to see. Vayom Avram el Na'orov, Shvu lochem foy, imacha moy, va'ani va'ana nelcha ad koy. Midrash says that this is referring to Am Hadoimelach Amor. There's a nation that is donkey-like, that has an ass-like quality. Yishmael having the lack of lineage, like a donkey. What's a donkey made of? Isn't it a Prius, a hybrid, a Merkav?
A mule
is a product of a donkey and a horse. A donkey is a natural donkey. Para Adam. Para, something to do with a donkey? Anyway, so Yishmael has no lineage. Why teach this now? Why does he have to say, Am Hadoim Lechamor now? So we have all these questions. What were the questions? Why was it a test for Avram and not Yitzchak? Why does Yishmael come back after 24 years and now suddenly Hashem has to say, I'm picking Yitzchak? Why does Yishmael have to be pointed out as Am Adoim Lechamor right now? Any other questions we ask? What was Yishmael doing back there? The whole thing, he'd been chucked out, he comes back now?
Why are there so many
Lashonis? Thank you. Es bincho, es yechidcho, es yitzchok. Let's try and unravel this complicated conundrum right now. With your permission, or without. Hashem wants Yishmael there to be dafka, and not to be chosen as the korban. To expose the line of Yishmael as not the line of Kedusha. After the Akedah, Avram gets a bracha. Let me just quote this for you. Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avram, Sheinis min Hashomayim. Malach comes down and tells Avram from heaven, Vayoyma bi nishbati ne'um Hashem. This is the Shvuah, says Hashem. Ki ya'an Hashem osisa es adov azeh velo yechosachto es pinches yechidcho. Ki vorich avarechacho va'arba arba esarecho kechoy ve'ashomayim. And your progeny will inherit the gate of your enemies. Shar Oivov. Rabbeinu Bachaya says there are two types of anti-Semites. Oivim and Soinim. You heard this already? Who are the Soinim? Halacha Yudua. Esav Soinim is Yaakov. Esav, which is now in the West apparently, and we are going to build a wall, we're going to make Golders Green great again, and Hendon are going to pay for the wall. Melania. Who would have thought this? Unbelievable Nissim v'Niflois. And there's a story of Esther there as well. Kiyodua Bas Melech is a convert to Judaism. The son-in-law, who's probably the most influential person in the inner circle, is apparently an Orthodox Jew. Kosher Krishna? Not Hare Krishna. I think it's all Nissim going on at the moment, which there always is, but this is just a time where I see the Nissim coming to the fore. Anyway, you're going to be very happy, believe me. Right, let's get back to the point. Rabbeinu Bachaya says there are two types of anti-Semites, one a Soinim, one a Oivim. Soinim are Esav, but they're not as bad as Oivim, he says. Oivim is Loshan Oivavoy. Don't know why he said that, he's a Sephardi. Oivavoy, apparently, he says Oivavoy is Loshan Oivim. Oyev. Oivim are enemies, not just haters, but enemies diametrically opposed to the existence of Klal Yisrael. And he says, Oivim is Yishmael. And the whole of this episode of the Akedah was to show that one day, L'Asid Lavoi, Yisrael will overcome Yishmael. We asked, why is this not a test for Yitzchak and only for Avram? I refer you to the beginning of the Akedah, Achar Gorim Ha'Ela. You know the Rashi there? Everyone knows the Rashi there. It's very, very simple. He says, Achar Gorim Ha'Ela doesn't just mean after these matters. It can mean, Achar Dvorim Shal Yishmael. Shahaya mispoyer al Yitzchok Shemol ben Shalosh Esrei Shona v'loy Micho. There were devarim of words, there was a conversation betwixt and between Yishmael and Yitzchok that preceded the Akedah. Yishmael was boasting and bragging that I had a bris milah when I was 13. Na 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 na. And you had a bris when you were 8 days old. You didn't have any choice in the matter. I mean, I wish I would have been there. I would have given him some of my thoughts. Kiyodua. Not for today. But Klal Yisrael don't have bris milah later. Have it 8 days old. So Yishmael said, I was 13. I gave up an Aver for Hashem. What did you give up? Nothing. You were an automaton. You were a robot. You were a baby. You didn't even know what was going on. You were unconscious of the fact. So we're better than you. We're better Avdei Hashem than you. Because we give up. I gave up my Aver at 13, and you didn't give it up at all. So Yitzchok said to him, in fact, I went to a Turkish Cyprus many times as a kid. Turkish Cyprus is a Muslim, the Muslim side of Cyprus. And we were once invited to a bris of the Ishmaelim. And I remember they did the Maisa in the front garden, and there was a huge procession. And at the end of the evening, there was a party, the Suda, and the two boys. One was age 9, one was age 6. I don't know what the halacha is there, I have it done at 13. Apparently it's not 13 dafka. I don't know what it says. They must have some basura. That they can do it at any age, seemingly. And the two boys were lying in a cot, big cot, in white robes, and everyone deposited their money into these baskets for them. Interesting, Maisa Shehoya. Probably inspired me. So anyway, Achad Roma Eila, after this conversation when Yishmael is boasting and bragging to Yitzhak that he's a better Eved Hashem, he's got more Mesiras Nefesh. Yitzhak says the following. Omalo Yitzhak, be'eber echad ator mirani. You're supposed to intimidate me because you gave one Eved to Hashem? Ilu omar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu zvach atzmacho. If God said to me, give your whole life up, I wouldn't stop Hashem. Meaning, I would be prepared to be a complete korban oila for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now comes Hashem to Avram and says, take up. It's not a nesoyin as much for Yitzchak. He was waiting for the opportunity to show that he was prepared to be an unadulterated korban in Ganson. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than just one Eber that Yishmael was sacrificed, he was prepared to sacrifice his whole body for Lo Micha, and that's why he didn't protest on the way to Har Moriah. And therefore we can say perhaps that's the reason why Elokim Niso Es Avram. Avram, the Baal Rachamim, the Merachim, he's got the Nesoyah, but Yitzhak was waiting for the opportunity of Kiddush Hashem. He was waiting for the opportunity to be Moisa Nefesh. Okay. To look into it. Who is more dedicated to Hashem? That is the question of the Akedah, so that it won't become Al-Qaeda. This is the claim. Why is it that Yishmael wanted to claim the episode of the Akedah for themselves, that it was Akedah's Yishmael, and therefore they have the ascendancy, and not any other story they claimed? Only this is what they claimed. They believed that Moshe Rabbeinu went up Har Sinai and Yaakov Avinu removed the rock and all of the other obelisks did what they did. This one thing they have to claim. Why? Because it is at the crux of who will win Har Habayis. Who will win the spiritual war that we see around us today? The Ishmaelim had to claim it was Akedas Yishmael. To distort the story, to say that we changed our Torah, despite the fact that we translated it into all the languages 500 years before Muhammad's birth. A desperate claim. This is why Hashem waited 24 years for the return of Yishmael to come back home and then asked Avram Dafka then to bring the Akedah, to go bring Yitzhak to the Akedah, to show it's not Yishmael. Bring him back and have him there and have him witness it. Be Shnei Na'orov Itoi. And he's there, and he's waiting with a donkey. There's chumrius there. Without the kedusha necessary to be the Zera Kodesh of Klal Yisrael. This is the pivotal moment where everything is decided in the spiritual world as the destiny of these two great nations. The only nations with Hashem's name in their name. Yisrael, Yishmael. But you'll notice, by the way, the Balei Kriya, that the Tzere, in Yishmael is underneath the Ayin, and not the Aleph. At the end of Yishmael, the Aleph Lamed, there is no Nakuda of vowel underneath the Aleph, it's underneath the Ayin. Someone told me it's because the Ayin would make you think that they are in ascendancy. 1.6 billion? All the lands in the world, it looks really great. Looks very frum. Allahu Akbar. Is a direct taking of our language. Allah is Lashon Kale, and Akbar is Gavura, Gavar. Hashem hu agibor, Elokim agibor. So it looks like they've got the ascendancy. Who's got the mosque on the Har Habayis? What nation in the Ishmaelim would allow a Jewish site to exist at their most holy of holies and keep their own people away from it? Unbelievable. Nissim v'niflois. So until Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael will be claimed by Yishmael, and Har Habayis will be occupied by Yishmael, because they're still trying to compete with Yitzchak. When you have a suicide bomb, Chas v'shalom, or another act of pseudo mesiras nefesh, when you're moisa other people's nefoshes. It's very easy to be moisa other people's nefoshes. This is still the competition of the achar dvarim ha'ela between Yitzhak and Yishmael. They're still having that conversation. Who's the greater moisa nefesh? It's harder to live with Hashem than to die for Hashem. The greatest mesiras nefesh we have is the embracing of a whole chayim dedicated to Hashem. The mesiras nefesh is that even in life, we give everything over to Hashem. There's a bit of controversy as to why we're still suffering from the Golas Yishmael over thousands of years. The Ramban is very controversial here. He says that it was because of Sarai Menu being mean to Hagar when she chucked her out with Yishmael. Get out! We know, by the way, that Hagar started it. Hagar said that Sarai Menu wasn't such a great tzedekus. Horaya, but she didn't get pregnant. For decades. What happens? Bir Rishoina, when Hagar marries or becomes the concubine of Avraham Avinu, she gets pregnant on the wedding night. You see, I'm the tzedekus. So she started prodding and poking Sarah, and she said back to her, well, we don't think the Mitzachik that you've produced is very good for this community. On you go to Midbar Paran. So the Ramban says, we suffer the pain because Sarah was too much of an achzar, an achzeres, to Hagar. Many others disagree, including the Barbanel. They say that Sarah was correct. I think there's a smack. It says, halachically, you're not allowed to take nekama physically on people. Someone smashes up your car, you're not allowed to smash up their car. You have to go to the Beis Din. But if someone insults you, according to these opinions, you're allowed to speak your mind back to them. That one doesn't always have to turn the other cheek. If someone verbally offends you, you're allowed to stick up for yourself. Sarah Romaine was well within her rights to say, well, actually, Hagar, now it comes to think of it, you're not such a great tzaddikas either. I'd like it very much if you were to move on. So there's a machlokes, according to those Rishonim who say that Sarah was correct, why are we still suffering today? Gezeres HaMelech. The Gemara, and we'll conclude with this because I've gone on far too long today. The Gemara says, one sunny afternoon, the Tanaim are walking on Harabayis. We know the end of Maseches Makkos. And Rabbi Akiva was there with his comrades, his fellow Tanoim, and they saw a shual, a fox, crawling out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Everyone was crying, and Rabbi Akiva was
Metzachik.
Rabbi Akiva was Metzachik, the very Loshen that Yishmael used for his Avodah Zarah Gerirah and Shvichas Domim. Rabbi Akiva was Metzachik. They say it might be a remez that he was thinking about the clash between Yitzhak and Yishmael and that Akedah and everything that went on that day, Achar Dvar Moela. And Rabbi Akiva laughed that now it looks as though we've lost Harabayis and the Jews are in the descendancy and not in the ascendancy. He laughed at that. I think it's the Chiddo who says that when Rabbi Akiva was Metzachik, Dafka, when he saw the Shualim coming out of the base of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know that Shualim is Osius Yishmael without the Aleph. We said the Aleph doesn't have a Nakuda underneath it. Maybe that you can justify the fact that the word match is not 100% accurate, but it's the Aleph that doesn't have the Tzeire that's left out, because Kael is not there. The Ayin it looks from, but the Aleph which would make Kael is not there. So Shualim is Dafka Yishmael. Shualim Hilchuvai. We say in Lamentations, Eicha on Tisha B'Av, we say, Al Hartzion Hashomein. Hartzion is desolate. Shualim Hilchuvai. Shualim crawl upon it. Yishmael has Harabais. It looks like Yishmael is in the ascendancy. It looks like Al Qaeda and not the Akeda. The Metzachik that Rabbi Akiva realized that day is that it's all a joke. It looks one way. The iron is one way, but the reality is very, very different. Therefore, as we look back at this week's parasha, we read it on this Shabbos, and we think about the Rambam's response to the community of Teman, the Igeres Teman, we think about the Shilas, we think about Chatzi Arishon and Chatzi Hasheni, we look at the Baalei Tosfos, so how this story panned out and Dafka, why all of these things had to take place. To reconfirm our commitment to Avodas Hashem. To know that real Mesiras Nefesh is living with Hashem and not dying and killing others for Hashem. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will then see the Nevuah that Rabbi Akiva was aware of come true. We will see the proper return to the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi where it properly belongs. B'mheira B'yomeinu, Amen.